Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Caney, who's off today. The Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber recently asked its members what legislative and regional issues are most important to them. Joining me to talk about what they found out are Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber Vice President of Government Affairs, Jason Kirshner, and Emily Wineland, the Chamber's Policy Analyst and Advocacy Education Manager. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or by sending us a question or a comment on Facebook or Twitter or emailing us talk@wvxu.org. Emily, did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. You gave me a look. I thought maybe I got it wrong. Well, it is great to have you both here today. And you conducted this survey of your members. Why did you decide to do that? What were you looking for from members before you know, what were you going to do with all this information that you gathered?
Yeah, so the purpose of us going out in the community and hearing from our members directly was because as a membership-based organization, it's important that our members' voice is heard on the development of our public policy agenda. So we have over 4,000 members in three states and 15 counties and four counties here in Southwest Ohio. And so we wanted to give all of our members an opportunity to be able to influence our decision-making process on which public policies we're going to be advocating for, to make sure that what we are working on is reflective of the business community's needs.
We did this in a variety of manners. We've done everything from reaching out to various committees, our Government Affairs Council, our Government Affairs Executive Committee, to interacting with members on a daily basis. We put out public surveys. We did this four-stop listening tour. So every day we're really trying to touch base and making sure that we're relevant and good advocates for our members.
Now, there are all sorts of things that you could discuss, I'm sure. How do you decide which issues that you really want to even hear what the members have to talk about? Or do they bring the issues to you?
Yeah, we want to hear from them. We heard really a wide range of issues, everything from healthcare to taxes to transportation to environmental issues. So for the purpose of us getting feedback, we were just listening. So we didn't come with any other agenda items. We just wanted to hear from them. And it gave us an opportunity to just to get a good sense of what are some of those top key issues that that our business community is facing right now.
What are the ones that you kept hearing about over and over from people? I mean, there are some that just kept coming up to be important to a lot of people.
Yeah, there were a few consistent themes. We heard a lot about the need for businesses in the region to find a qualified workforce making sure that they have the talent in the region to fill the jobs that are available. So we heard a lot about talent. We heard a lot about making sure we have a competitive tax environment at all levels of government. And we also heard a lot about the infrastructure system here and transportation needs to make sure that people, goods, and services are able to move throughout the region quickly and efficiently.
I think all four of these major items have one common theme, and it's increasing regional competitiveness. How can Cincinnati keep moving forward? How can we keep this renaissance going? How can we compete with our comparable markets throughout the nation and throughout the Midwest? So that's really what we're looking to, is to making this the prime business community, both for our members and for people who want to come and relocate.
Well, you mentioned the workforce. Let's talk about that a little bit. What kind of workforce does Cincinnati have to offer right now? Are there enough qualified people looking for work, or enough qualified people within the community that's even willing to change jobs to provide businesses with what they need?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have, the chamber represents small, medium, large sized companies from a variety of different industries. So the needs for our membership, I think, goes everywhere from, you know, manufacturing workforce to high skilled, talent population that can fill some very technical career positions. I think that the Cincinnati region we have a lot of people here, and any programs that we can have develop and initiatives to keep those people here and get them trained to join the business community and be a part of the workforce is what we're looking to do. And then also, what other initiatives and programs, policies maybe that we need to advocate for to attract more people here. So we really want to just attract and retain a qualified workforce and talent pool to grow and fill those jobs.
And I think that's the exciting part about being a member of the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce right now, is we're getting all these directives from members. We have these great ideas. Everybody's excited about these kind of topics. So now it's about researching, reaching out, and creating these great policies that will make this come to fruition. And by being a chamber member and being involved in the process, you really get to help drive the bus. You get to be involved in really making a difference in your community. So if you want more information on Cincinnati Chamber membership, cincinnatichamber.com.
And I think we have it on our website as well.
Thank you. Let's talk about
infrastructure, and you talk about driving the bus. Well, what kind of infrastructure issues are important to business people in our community?
Well, first and foremost, I think we need to have what we hear a lot is that we need to have a infrastructure system that we're paving roads and that we're maintaining with the system that we currently have. Obviously, with the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor project is a major issue that the problem's not going away. We still are hearing from our members that when the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor, you know, is clogged, then the whole region kind of goes into gridlock. So making sure that our roads are up to par, if you will, and then also looking at what other innovative transportation methods do we need to be considering so that we are keeping pace with other areas of the country and being competitive.
You mentioned the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor. Let's talk about the Brent Spence Bridge. I mean, did that come up in your discussions? Are people still concerned about that?
Absolutely. It also was a key we found on the survey that we did of our membership of what key projects and initiatives in the region are of great concern. The Brent Spence Bridge was at the top of that list. So, you know, this isn't going away. We need to look at all opportunities to address this critical project. And we're going to continue to be advocating on behalf of our members at all levels of government for the Brent Spence Bridge Corridor.
What role can the chamber play in really making a difference there?
I think the chamber's voice as the fifth largest chamber of commerce in the country, one that represents close to 350,000 employees, is really critical that it's critical that our voice is heard. You know, we're here in Cincinnati, and there are some decisions that are being made out in Washington, D.C., and it's our job to hear from our members and to get their support and their buy-in and come to D.C. with us. If you can't come to D.C. with us, send a letter, make a phone call. Talk to your state legislators about this project. It's our job to really make those connections. So I think it's important that the chamber's voice is heard.
So do you consider yourself a lobbying organization then?
Yeah, part of what the chamber does is lobby and try to affect change in the business climate here. We government affairs is just a piece of advocacy, if you will, is just a piece of the chamber, but it's a very important piece, and it's something that we're always striving to make sure that we are hearing from our members and we know what we should be advocating for.
There are a number of items that are coming up in the next few months, especially even on the ballot issues coming up in terms of the legalization of marijuana and some very issue three in Ohio. Do the members have much to say about that when you had your listening sessions?
Yeah, the ballot issues obviously being very timely right now. We definitely heard from members on that. We had hosted a forum earlier this summer and had about 70 to 80 members show up where we were able to hear on both sides of the issue three argument. And so it's something that our members in the business community, I think, is paying very close attention to and is a topic that came up when we were listening to our members.
What'd they have to say?
Well, the chamber actually on Friday, on behalf of our members, we came out and released our positions on the ballot issues, which included opposition to issue three. And the reasoning for that is really because of the impact on business community and the uncertainty, if you will, of how the business community, employers would specifically be impacted due to the fact that the Ohio General Assembly doesn't have the specific authority in the amendment to put some parameters and to legislate this new industry, if you will. And so that was the rationale behind our opposition to issue three.
I would like to add that if you have questions about issue three, we're going to be talking about that on Wednesday on Cincinnati Edition. We'll have what we call an explainer program just to talk about what the ballot issue is and what it means and what your vote would mean. So if you want to learn more about issue three, do listen to Cincinnati Edition on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We're talking today with members of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, Vice President of Government Affairs, Jason Kirshner, and Emily Wineland, the Chamber's Policy Analyst and Advocacy Education Manager. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment. Our phone number is 513-419-7100, or you can send us a question or a comment on Facebook and Twitter, or email us talk@wvxu.org. Do you find you work for business? Obviously, the members of the chamber are members of the business community in the greater Cincinnati region. But do you find your role also has anything to do with the citizens as well? Or is it strictly, you know, just the general public? Or do you feel like you're strictly a business organization?
100%. We are advocates and cheerleaders for the business community. That means all aspects of the business community. It's not just employers, but employees as well. Looking at businesses, how do they thrive? How do they grow? How do they retain prosperity in Cincinnati so that we can all grow together? So we look at a very holistic perspective that our members bring when they represent both their small, medium, and large corporations.
So in doing that, what do you think your role is then for the community as a whole? Because doesn't the chamber also do things like, aren't you a sponsor of Oktoberfest? I mean, that's not necessarily a business event, or is it?
It's a great event on September 18th to September 20th, Oktoberfest Cincinnati. It's a wonderful time for everyone. It's a great time for the community to celebrate and get together. You know, I mean, when you look at those types of events, they go beyond what you think of traditional business roles. It's about networking. It's about creating a community. It's about vibrancy, supporting those small businesses that support the Oktoberfest and the larger ones that mm-hmm. do as well. It's a great opportunity to get together as a community and celebrate.
And the chamber's role, I think, excuse me, is we want to increase our regional competitiveness. We're going to do that. Emily and I are going to do that through government affairs work and through advocacy. But the chamber, through a lot of other programs and events and opportunities, we're always looking at how we can make this region the best place to do business and the best place for our employees to live. So that's our mission. That's what we're here to do. And we're, you know, the way we do that is through a variety of different initiatives.
Let's talk about the whole idea of making it a competitive region. Which cities are the biggest competition for Cincinnati?
We have a list of, our peer indicator report that we have that talks about the focuses on the other cities that we're comparing ourselves to. I think you'll see on that list the likes of Nashville and Austin and Denver, Charlotte, St. Louis, and obviously Columbus and Cleveland as well here in Ohio. So that's who we stack ourselves up against, and that we know that we're competing for people. I also think that we're competing with the likes of New York and Chicago for some major business deals. So we want to have the right, most accurate data on who we're competing with, but we also know that it's important that we're the best of the best. We don't want to be the best with regards to a certain list. We want to be the best city in the country and the best place to do business.
What do you think the real benefits of Cincinnati are? Where do you think Cincinnati shines when you're trying to compare it to a St. Louis or a Nashville or an Austin? What can you say about Cincinnati that you believe or you tout as being better than some of those cities that you mentioned?
Well, you're asking the right people, because both Emily and myself are not from Cincinnati. So we are choosing to be here, and we came here because we love this city.
Now you have to tell us where you're from.
I'm from Dayton, so just an hour up the road. Okay. But
I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Cincinnati has in my opinion, and I would say in the chamber's opinion, has the quality of life of that small town feel, where you have access to certain people and certain opportunities. And it has the affordability of an area that is, that it's just a great place to be. And with the access, with the affordability, you also have some assets that a lot of our large cities and a lot of the, bigger, more populated areas in the country have as well, with professional sports, with, you know, 10 Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered here, with strong business community support. So, you know, we have it's a beautiful city. We have the geography here, and it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful landscape as well. And I could probably go on and on, but Emily might have some things.
No, you're doing great. And that's exactly what we were struck by when we came here. I mean, the opportunities, are great. And, you know, as the chamber, it's our job to make sure that that prosperity continues. And the parks, the city, everything's just lovely. It's a good way to live. The traffic, aside from Brent Spence Bridge, isn't terrible like some other urban areas that you see. And there's a lot to enjoy. There's a lot to savor in the area. But at the same time, there's a lot of room for growth. There's room, mm-hmm. there's potential here. So it's a place where you can come in and you can make a difference. And that's what the chamber's trying to do every day for its members.
Are there any areas where that you can say, but the other cities do have this? What area would you like to see Cincinnati improve upon so it could even be more competitive? Are there areas that you're working towards saying, you mentioned the parks are great and the sports, professional sports teams are great, but are there areas that you think Cincinnati needs to work on to be competitive?
Yeah, that's a good question. We want to make sure that we can always grow. As Emily said, there's always room for improvement. I think that we want to make sure that the people that we have here, that we're keeping them here. And if we can identify ways to do that, then we'll definitely be more competitive with some of those other peer cities.
I think it comes back to those big four issues that we keep hearing over and over again for our members. It's all about talent, retention, and attraction, tax reform, improving transportation and infrastructure, and looking towards government efficiencies and shared services.
You do run into a little bit of a trickier situation, I think, with being here because you're dealing with three states. So you talk about tax reform. You're not talking about, okay, we're going to go to the Ohio legislature and work this out. You're talking about three states. How much more difficult is that when you're dealing with three governmental bodies for states and then so many cities even?
Yeah, the regionalism issue is a key issue, and we're fortunate to have strong partners in Northern Kentucky and Southeast Indiana, as well as here in Southwest Ohio, that we talk with frequently and that we are meeting with to help us address some of those issues. It's important that we're talking to them and we know what tax issues are in Northern Kentucky or in Kentucky and what they are in Indiana and what they are in Ohio and how they can all possibly complement each other. The benefit of having a large region with three states is that we have many more resources to tap into and businesses to tap into to help be advocates for us.
Is it ever tricky because, and I know as much as the states do try to work together, you hear, Governor Kasich cheering if some Northern Kentucky company just moves across the river into Ohio, and Governor Beshear the same way in Kentucky cheering if it's coming from Cincinnati to Northern Kentucky. Yet you guys represent all those people in the whole region. How do you feel when those sorts of things happen?
Well, I mean, those governors are doing exactly what they should do as the executive of that state. And we are doing exactly what we should do as a regional collaborator. And we're looking toward how can there a holistic perspective for the region and its prosperity. So, we celebrate any time a business comes into the area when they're crossing boundaries. I mean, that's something we just, if they're still in the region. So yeah, we're happy right. We retain that talent.
What do you exactly. think the biggest success has been for the region in terms of a business or industry coming here in the past year or two? What would you say is something you can point to has really been a big success for the Cincinnati region?
Gosh, well, we were just commenting on the drive over about how quickly the GE shared services facility is going up on the banks. And I think that's been a great win for this region. There's also, we have seen a significant increase just in job growth in this area from the companies that we have here. And so I would say, I'm not sure if it's the biggest, but one thing that I'm very proud of and that I know our members are working hard to do is just growing jobs. And our companies are being successful, and we are seeing that through their investment in people.
Anything that you really see on the future is something you really want to focus in on other than those four items that you've mentioned, or is that just, you've identified those and say that's the main goal?
We're going to continue to listen to our members and to help us define our policy agenda and what we're going to be focused in on. This is an ongoing process for us. We're constantly trying to get feedback so that we can make sure we're best representing them. When we're armed with the best data and the most accurate data, it allows us to be more effective, which ultimately is in the best interest of the community here. So we're going to focus in on those four areas. And I would also say we're going to take a close look at how we can work with our governmental partners on increasing government efficiencies. Are there opportunities to just increase more efficiency to the benefit of the taxpayer and the business community?
And thank you for giving us the opportunity to highlight this to a more broad-based public. Because as Jason said, as we develop this further, we'll be looking for more input from members and further research and getting down into the detail and the weeds on what exactly we can do.
We have time for one quick question. This is Aaron from Springboro. Hi, Aaron. What's your question?
Hi, I live in Springboro, and I'm very active in outdoor recreation. And I'm much more attracted to Dayton's concept, frankly, than Cincinnati's. And here's why. I learned that the reason that I'm so interested in what's going on in Dayton is because some time ago, when the Fortune 500 companies like NCR and Mead Paper were leaving Dayton, and there were five of them when I came here 20 years ago, the city fathers went to those remaining companies and asked, what can we do to keep you here? And they thought they were going to hear tax breaks. What they heard was, we need a reason for young professionals to come back to Dayton after they've graduated college.
We've got about 20 seconds, so I'm going to have you to get right to your point. What did they decide?
Okay. So the question is, why doesn't Cincinnati encourage active outdoor recreation like mountain biking, fly fishing, rock climbing, whitewater kayaking, and backpacking? Those are five emphases.
Mm-hmm. And you got about
Five Rivers Metropolitan.
Let me let them respond because we're almost out of time. You got about 20 seconds.
Aaron, Cincinnati voters will decide this November whether to invest in the parks here in Cincinnati. And I think that passage of the parks levy is an opportunity to leverage our assets to attract and retain talent.
We're out of time. I'm so sorry, Aaron, to rush you and to rush you all in the answer, but I want to thank you both for being here today. It's been a pleasure. We've been talking about the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber survey of its members. My guests were Chamber Vice President of Government Affairs, Jason Kirshner, and Emily Wineland, the Chamber's Policy Analyst and Advocacy Education Manager.